Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast designed to awaken you to a new reality. For today's episode, I'm going to be talking about resistance, a good resistance check tool, and how to basically uncover deep levels of resistance. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to explore the mind and the depths of consciousness that create it. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you gain a sense of mastery over your reality in your life by mastery of the mind. So if that's something that interests you, you have definitely come to the right place. And I'd like to say that if you find the content of this podcast helpful, I hope that you'll consider sharing it with others. All right, so let's talk about resistance. Now, this came up, actually, it's kind of funny how this all kind of built up and I decided, hey, I'm going to make a video about this. I'm going to make a podcast episode about this. Because I saw, and I'm going to be paraphrasing it here because I don't have it like right in front of me, but I saw a tweet. I am on Twitter now, by the way, just started that a couple weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, you could message me there or just, follow so that you get, little reminders throughout the day, focus on your practice, your breathing and all that good stuff. Okay. So follow me there. Same name, Dreams Warp. Anyway, I was on Twitter and I saw this tweet that was put out by Abraham Hicks. And I find that of all of the, people out there that I've run across anyway, I'm sure there's more, but the ones that I've run across, my favorite definitely has to be Abraham Hicks, just because of the way that they focus almost exclusively on emotions and feelings. I feel that that's really the most important thing upon which to focus in your practice, you know, along, of course, with other stuff that I talk a whole lot about, you know, meditation, mindfulness, and understanding the way that our brain is constantly misinterpreting each and every moment, and how that really that hinders and limits your ability to really, really take advantage of the potential inherent in every moment to create a better and better life. So I read this tweet and it basically said something like, you cannot control circumstances. You never intended to control circumstances. You intended to, I think it was, experience basically unconditional love. You came here to experience the ability to feel good no matter what your circumstances. Something like that. You could look it up. I retweeted it, so you could always find it on my Twitter if you just look back. A week and a half ago, it'll be there. But I really like this because of that very first line, you can't control circumstances. And this got the ball rolling. You know, I was thinking about this, and for some reason, this statement just stuck in my head. And I think, unfortunately, I could be wrong. You know, it could be my interpretation, but I do find if you go on YouTube and you search, for example, you know, law of attraction, whatever, manifest this, manifest that, you're going to find a lot of people, a lot of channels, a lot of teachers out there who are basically, you know, trying to, you know, have these real clickbaity things saying, you know, you can manifest a text or you can manifest this specific thing, that specific thing. It's very much in line with what I would file under controlling circumstances, okay? Now, I have put out videos about increasing, financial abundance, aligning more with love, but all of my content is focused more on the internal process of doing that, meaning changing thoughts, changing feelings, you know, changing within, you know, and the premise always being that as you change within, the external will manifest or will reflect those inner changes. That's always been my belief regarding something like law of attraction, and it's still true today. I believe that our external reality, which the Buddha said 2,500 years ago, you know, with our thoughts, we make our world. Again, I'm paraphrasing. As our thoughts arise, our world arises. And we do, I believe, through the way that we think. And more importantly, I think the way that we feel and the way that we habitually interpret each and every moment, we do create our experience create the experience of our lives, of living. And so I think it's so important. That's what this whole podcast is about, what the whole channel is about learning our own minds, learning how it does this, how it takes what is inherently just molecules spinning around us and it turns it into an experience, this experience of living. It's a fascinating thing, and it's something that we can get better at doing, right? But again, there's this major, I think, miscommunication or bad information out there that, you know, people kind of come across this kind of stuff and they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to use this to manifest a new car, or I'm going to use this to manifest, you know, a text from my ex, or I'm going to use this to, you know, force. So I've had people, like, in the comments section of the videos ask me, not often, okay, let me be fair, not often, but I've had people ask me things like, hey, can you give me an affirmation to have so-and-so break up with the person that they're seeing so that they could come be with me? I'm like, oh my goodness, it's not my intention to help with those kinds of things. You know, again, this is about learning the self and working on the self, working on our thoughts, on our feelings, on our behaviors. Again, changing what appears to be within us, right? Ultimately, ultimate reality, what is inside and outside are not separate. But for things to change in what appears to be our external reality, we have to first look at our own habits of thinking, feeling, and behaving, which is exactly what I've been talking about. So this, you know, I read that tweet, I started thinking about this stuff, and then this whole idea of resistance began bubbling up in my mind, because I thought, you know, when somebody is out there and they're trying to control circumstances, right, they're not really in this for the process of changing within, they're more just wanting to create something, you know, external to them, you know, to appear, whether it be, you know, something like a new car or, you know, a specific amount of money or a lottery win, hear that a lot, or, you know, these kinds of things. It's a double-edged sword. I think in some cases, it's not all bad because, as I've said here before, it's actually gotten people to begin looking into this kind of teaching, right? Looking into, okay, so I've been trying to manifest this for X number of years and it just hasn't come. I wonder why. And that begins the process of them asking, you know, more and more questions. You know, what is it about my thinking? What blocks do I have? You know, what is it about the habitual ways I have of behaving that is keeping this thing from coming into my life? And that can be a good thing, okay? That can be a good thing. And that's why I continue to talk about things like law of attraction, because I think that there is, it's a great entry point for many people who would otherwise not look into this kind of thing at all. Now, what I find is that a lot of times we have these desires that appear in our minds, and they appear so nice in there, right? We have, let's take a concrete example. And I just did a video on this, so you could also watch the video if you like. It's the newest one on the channel. But, you know, let's say you're trying to manifest, let's take something real, real concrete. Like you're trying to manifest a relationship with a specific person, something like that. Just an example, right? So you have this almost like this dream in your mind, right? This desire that you erect, almost like you put it on a pedestal, right? And it's like, oh yes, this is what I want. And you know, you start, you know, doing your affirmations, you start doing your, you know, 5x55, maybe you start doing, you create a vision board, you start, you know, visualizing, you start doing all of these kind of, you know, things that you hear about. And what's very interesting to me, and this is exactly where resistance comes into play, is that when that desire is erected in the mind, it can, for many people, it can cast a shadow. This is the way I visualize it, okay? So imagine this desire almost getting erected in your mind like a building, right? And the building casts a shadow. And in that shadow, you can find a lot of hidden resistance. So for example, okay, let's say that, you know, somebody again is trying to manifest this relationship, and they as they daydream about having this relationship and they're doing affirmations, they're doing the 5x55, they're doing their visualizing, all these things, they can get very excited and they can start to feel very charged up and they could almost kind of fall in love with the dream, the daydream. But behind that in the shadow, because you're so infatuated with that dream, there could be hidden loneliness, hurt, unhealed damage from past relationships. There could be, you know, a lot of the stuff that we normally talk about, like desperation, a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry. But we're not looking at that because we are so infatuated with the desire. And this is the birthplace of resistance. All that resistance hides there in that shadow. And it can kind of fester, right? It can kind of fester. And what I wanted to share with you in this episode, which I'm about to get to, is a process for you to bring that stuff that could be in the shadow out, okay? Bring it out into the open so that you can see it, okay? And it's a very easy process. I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. Just let me allow a quick word from a sponsor here. I'll be right back. All right. Thanks for your patience. Appreciate it. Let's get in, keep going into this and go over this tool. Just let me take a quick moment here. Remind you that if you ever want to reach out, ask a question, make a comment, express a concern, or if you have a suggestion for a future podcast episode, you can always email me at elucidatethereal@gmail.com. You could also hop on over to the YouTube channel, find any one of the videos, doesn't matter which one, post a comment under it, say, hey, I just heard your podcast, wanted to ask a question, make a comment, make a suggestion. You can do that there. I get notified right away when people leave comments and I could respond. Finally, like I said earlier, you can follow me on Twitter, reach out to me there. And I'd like to say, if you're enjoying the content here and you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I'd really, really appreciate it if you could leave a quick review and rating. That would really help out the podcast. All right. So let's talk about this tool. We're talking about how desires can appear in the mind and we become sort of infatuated with them, and they can cast a shadow in which a lot of resistance can hide. So how do we uncover this? Now, I actually did a video a couple years, almost 2 years ago on this process. So I'm going to outline it here for you. It's pretty easy. What you want to do is, again, let's stick with our example. Let's say that you're trying to manifest a love relationship with a specific person. So what I'd like you to do is just imagine, and it doesn't have to be this, whatever you're trying to manifest, this will work, whether it's money, health, you know, whatever, doesn't matter, whatever it is. So I want you to envision this thing that you want, okay? And what I want you to imagine, just for a moment, you don't have to do it for an extended period of time, but just for a moment, I want you to imagine that you are not going to get this thing. Not going to happen. This, in spite of all your techniques, all the writing, all the visualizing, all the vision board, all of everything, it's not going to manifest, not going to happen. And I want you to just pay attention for that brief moment when you think about that, what feelings come up for you. So if the feeling that you get is something like mild disappointment, you know, some discouragement, some is all, oh, well, that kind of sucks. I wish that that would happen for me. But, and this is the most important thing, but you're at a place where you could honestly now, honestly, you can tell yourself, you know what, even if this doesn't manifest for me, I feel complete, I feel whole, I feel joyous. Just like the quote from Abraham Hicks that I read, I can feel happy with or without this. Or maybe not, you know, it's not about being happy, it's that I can feel whole, I can feel like my life still has value, like I it's not knocking, you know, pulling the rug out from under me, then that's good. That means that there's not that much resistance hiding in there. Now, what can happen is you have a lot of people out there that when they go through that little process, it's a severe sense of desperation that arises. Oh my God, what do you mean it's not going to manifest? That's impossible. You know, you don't understand. This is so important to me. That's the kind of thing where, I'm not saying it's you're right or wrong, good or bad, okay? This is not the purpose of this process. This is just to point out and make you aware if there's some resistance there. Now, if there is some resistance, that doesn't mean that it's impossible for you to manifest it. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you could experience a lot more resistance as you try to do it, okay? A lot more struggle. So What we want to do, if you're in a situation where you're looking to manifest something and you go through this process, you ask yourself, well, what if it doesn't come? How do I feel? If you're finding that there are very strong negative emotions, okay, then this is the next step. This is what you do next. So what you're going to do is whatever the object was, the target of your manifestation, again, we'll run with the same example. It's this relationship, right? So I want you to, and I realize this could be a challenge, okay? I'm not going to lie, it could be a challenge. I want you to put down that specific relationship for a little while. Just not forever. Just, I don't mean put it down, like give up on it. What I'm saying is put down, let me be very specific here, very clear. What I'm saying is instead of having your practices, meaning your affirmations, your visualizations, your vision board, all that stuff, have it be all targeted and focused on the relationship with the specific person, I want you instead to focus it on feeling whole, feeling love, feeling complete, feeling fulfilled, feeling joyous, feeling grateful. Focus it on that first, okay? Get that first, because what that kind of strong negative emotional reaction implies is that there is hurt, right? There's some part of you that feels empty, that feels that something is missing, right? There's a negativity there. And that the existence of that can trip you up when it comes to manifesting that love relationship or whatever it is. Again, whatever it is you're trying to manifest. So you want to go through this process. You can, in a sense, if you want, right? You could, like, starting from step one, okay, I want this relationship. Well, what happens if I don't get it? Oh my God, I feel so desperate. I feel so lonely. I feel so hurt. I feel so this. I feel so that. Now, this is good information because this points out some resistance. So then what you could do, right, next step is you say, well, what would having this relationship make me feel? Well, so, oh, well, it would make me feel loved. It would make me feel happy. It would make me feel fulfilled. It would make me feel close to someone. I would feel intimacy. I would feel, fulfilled. Good. Now you target your affirmations, your visualizations, your 5x55. You target it onto those feelings. I feel whole. I feel loved. I feel complete. And what we're doing there is now we are targeting that issue within us, right? We're targeting that issue within us. And you will find if you do this wholeheartedly, right? Wholeheartedly, that, and this is goes back to the paradoxical nature of this thing and the irony of this whole thing, is that if you are able to heal that part of you and you're able to feel whole, loved, complete, everything, you know, with or without that relationship, then automatically you're going to manifest the best relationship for you. There's not even any effort required, because now you are reshifting yourself within. And of course, since the outside is not separate from what appears to be within, it will automatically start reflecting those changes you're making within. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but I'm sorry. My truth is what I share, is many times you will find that as you heal yourself within and you take this resistance out, you will find that you'll manifest an even better relationship than the one you were targeting, right? Maybe with a person who's more aligned with you, with a person who, you know, you don't even know right now. That can happen. That can happen. And this, of course, brings up the whole notion of, you know, specificity in your practice. Is how specific do you get? Generally speaking, I think it's more important to focus on manifest, as I've said here a thousand times, more important to manifest emotion, feeling states, and really alignment with source. That's most important, because when you do that, automatically you're going to start manifesting the best things. You don't have to worry about getting specific anymore. Whereas if you're getting very, 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 very specific, now you could be inviting other forms of resistance in. Okay. Again, doesn't mean you cannot manifest something specific. You may be able to. You may be able to. It just has not been my journey. It has not been my way of working this whole thing. I think, again, you know, maybe it has to do with, you know, my background, you know, specifically coming from mental health, coming from, you know, strong meditation background, a Zen Buddhist kind of philosophy. There's no, you know, for me, desire after specific things is not really the core of my practice. My core of my practice is within myself, feeling connected, getting out of that limited thinking mind for a good portion of the day, and feeling very, very still, very, very connected to source. And I find that in my life, as I've done that throughout the years, I have manifested the perfect marriage. That a lot of you may know my wife. She has her own YouTube channel, Choosing Gratitude. You could always look that up as well. We've been married, you know, going on 14 years now. We have a beautiful son. We live in a nice home, which is paid off. We have a couple of nice cars. You know, I enjoy what I do with my time. We take lots of vacations. I mean, I have the ideal life. And I didn't do it through, okay, first I'm going to manifest the perfect relationship. Now I'm going to manifest it. No, I didn't do it like that. I just worked on myself within, right? Lots of meditation, lots of internal work. And as I began feeling more whole, and I began feeling more grateful, and I began feeling more fulfilled, and I began feeling more love for myself within myself, automatically my external life started changing. That is the true practice, I believe, of law of attraction. Okay, we call it law of attraction, but the truth is it's much, much older than that. It's basically just the fact that your external world matches your internal. So you could use that process again for whatever it is that you're working on. Hopefully it will help you. Again, you could always reach out to me and all the methods that I described earlier if you want to ask any questions or anything. I really want to thank you for listening. I really hope you found this helpful. And I'll talk to you. I'll be back on Sunday with another installment of Zen Stream. All right, have a wonderful, 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 wonderful rest of your day.